Chapter 9 Frequently Asked Questions About Artificial Intelligence, Part 1 During the lectures and seminars I have presented in recent months, I have been inundated with attendees' questions and doubts about artificial intelligence and how it is developing. Some of the questions covered in this chapter are more generic in nature, such as what kinds of AI do we already use in our daily lives, and how can we best apply artificial intelligence in business? Others address more complex issues like how the development of artificial intelligence will affect our privacy, and why it is so crucial to have clear ethical guidelines for the development of AI products and services. In answering these questions, I try to provide a balance between concrete data and my own personal opinions. But my main goal is to spark your interest in AI, inspiring you to want to learn more about it on your own. Question number 81. What are some AI resources you may already be using? There are plenty of ways that people already use artificial intelligence every day without even thinking about it or realizing it. Here are 9 of the most common examples. 1. Smart virtual personal assistants. Siri, Cortana, and Google Assistant are prime examples of widely used AI tools and are covered extensively in other areas of this book. 2. Personalized media recommendations. Have you ever used Netflix or Spotify? Each of these companies uses AI resources to recommend movies or music based on your previous selections. 3. Smart searches on Facebook. Facebook's AI tools allow you to search for photos by content using image recognition programs. For example, you can search for images related to family or pizza, and the Facebook AI tools will find them for you. 4. Product recommendations. When you purchase something through Amazon.com, its machine learning algorithm provides recommendations for similar or related products that you might also be interested in buying. 5. Google searches. For many years, Google search results have been a direct product of machine learning, personalizing your results based on your location and past searches. 6. Speech recognition in Google search. In addition to text-based searches, you can also input voice commands, which Google can interpret using AI technology known as speech recognition. 7. Facebook Messenger bots. Many businesses now use chatbots in Facebook Messenger to respond to everyday customer service requests. 8. Online fraud protection. PayPal, the online payment system, uses machine learning for fraud protection by analyzing large quantities of customer data to help evaluate risk. AI is a key technology for all online financial services, since they are frequent targets of cybercriminals. 9. Online advertising. Online advertising works most effectively when enhanced by the application of artificial intelligence. For example, Facebook advertising uses deep learning algorithms to analyze ad performance data in order to understand how best to target the ads. This makes it much likelier that the ads will be viewed by and clicked on by the intended audience. These are just a few simple examples to give you some insight into the ways that AI is already being used in our daily lives, but there are many more out there. In the future, we'll probably engage in the use of even more AI tools that operate behind the scenes, often going unnoticed, but providing solutions that make our lives easier and more efficient. Question number 82. What are some common fears surrounding artificial intelligence? Based on my conversations with others, I have noticed that many people have at least some degree of fear when it comes to artificial intelligence. In most cases, this stems from a lack of understanding about what AI is or an over-reliance on what the mainstream media says about these technologies. Negative news captures more attention than positive news, which is why many news outlets maximize their audience by focusing on negative or exaggerated stories, as is the case with much of the coverage surrounding artificial intelligence. Almost anything that is new and complex generates confusion and fear among humans. Researchers call this negative bias, which refers to our collective tendency to want to hear and remember bad news. Because most people are uneducated about artificial intelligence, the topic has become a target for negative stories. For example, in the summer of 2017, many news outlets ran embellished headlines regarding Facebook's AI experiments. Consider this example of one headline run on Yahoo News. Facebook engineers panic, pull plug on AI after bots develop their own language. While this headline certainly captured attention, it was quite a departure from the truth, as the event did not cause Facebook engineers to panic. Instead, the media altered the story to generate more traffic and gain more attention. An article by Tom McKay, entitled, "No, Facebook Did Not Panic and Shut Down an AI Program That Was Getting Dangerously Smart," which was published on the website Gizmodo, explains what really happened. You can read the article at gizmodo.com. I'm sure we will continue to see headlines like this in the future, as AI applications become increasingly more common. For this reason, it's always a good idea to look past exaggerated headlines, follow sources, and do your own independent research. One of the most common fears surrounding the development of artificial intelligence is that eventually we will create some type of super artificial intelligence that will harm or even kill the humans. One source of this fear is Hollywood's outrageous depictions of AI, which for many years have often been negative or scary, repeatedly showing terrifying images of robots destroying their creators. Another reason is that the AI technology we are able to create today is more lifelike than ever before, in that it can essentially see, hear, understand, reason, and in some cases walk, talk, and even look human. This can pave the way for some people's imaginations to run wild when thinking about what these machines might become capable of doing. Another factor possibly fanning the flames of public fear could be that many respected scientists and AI researchers have been seen on the news discussing issues that could be legitimate causes for concern. Some of these famous experts, such as Stephen Hawking and Elon Musk, have publicly warned that the development of AI could be dangerous to humans if we don't prepare and plan accordingly. Sharing these concerns could have had the unintended consequence of exacerbating the public's fears about artificial intelligence. There are hundreds of experts already working on the issue of public fear, including some of the world's most brilliant minds in AI and other fields of science. There are also organizations like the Future of Life Institute, implementing a lot of initiatives in this regard. I strongly believe that they are all doing good work in their efforts to rid the general public of its unfounded fears. Personally, some of my biggest fears related to the growth of AI are about how bad actors might use it to achieve their objectives. One of the most destructive and obvious ways would be using AI for warfare or terrorism, or other violent purposes to physically harm or kill other human beings. Another dangerous example is that AI can be used to generate large quantities of fake news, which could be in the form of articles or videos, to spread false information. To protect the general public from AI being used for malicious intentions such as these, we need to be proactive in establishing and enforcing ethical guidelines and new legislation regarding this issue. Figure 9.3, which you can download on the PDF at lasserohiainen.com/PDF, showcases some of the most typical fears about advanced AI. The content of this image is originally from the Future of Life Institute and is a great representation of the myths and truths regarding advanced AI. Throughout this book, we've covered many different aspects of our daily lives that will be positively impacted by AI. While there are still some issues and challenges that will need to be resolved, leading experts are already looking for solutions. So instead of worrying about hyped-up media headlines, start thinking about how you can apply AI in your own life, both now and in the future. Question number 83. What are the key privacy concerns about AI technologies? One of the many challenges facing society due to the rapidly increasing use of artificial intelligence is how to maintain privacy of information. Can you remember the days before social media and Google, when no one could search for you by name online and obtain information about you? From that time until now, our expectations and thoughts about privacy have changed immensely, In many cases, Google and Facebook know more about our daily lives and decision-making processes than we do, just by the sheer amount and kinds of data they have access to. This has caused many people to become concerned about their loss of privacy to large tech companies. Over the next few years, AI will become prevalent in many areas of our lives. We will be able to experience incredible improvements in healthcare, education, public safety, and more, all thanks to artificial intelligence. This is becoming possible because of the ability of AI tools to work quickly and accurately to collect and analyze large quantities of data. However, with so much data being available, questions arise as to how we can ensure that our private information is not used inappropriately or for commercial ends. These kinds of questions need to be addressed both at the individual level and in the political realm, where legislation can be changed or introduced to protect the privacy of citizens. Smart digital assistants like Apple's Siri, Amazon's Alexa, and Google Assistant can be extremely useful tools, but also have a large degree of insight into the places we go and the things we do. For this reason, many people are already hesitant to use these kinds of devices, concerned that the companies behind them could use or sell their personal information for advertising or worse. To that end, many have argued that individuals should always have access to the data the technology companies have about them. A simple example of this is Google's My Activity service, which you can sign in from your Google account to see what you have searched, watched, or visited on Google sites. You can use this service at myactivity.google.com/myactivity. The concept of privacy also varies from country to country. For example, privacy policies in the U.S. differ greatly from those in Europe, which are often more strict and up-to-date regarding technology trends. One such piece of legislation in the European Union is called the General Data Protection Regulation, also called GDPR, which took effect on May 25, 2018. The basic premise behind this set of laws is that citizens of the EU will have more control over the ways in which their personal data can be used. Here are three interesting highlights from this legislation. 1. The right to be forgotten. This allows every EU citizen to request that his or her personal data be deleted from the records of a company. 2. Informed consent. Under this portion of the law, companies will not be allowed to use long or confusing terms and conditions. Any request for user consent must be easily understandable and accessible. This may pose a big challenge for some of the services that run from AI-powered tools like Alexa, Google Assistant, and Siri. 3. Data portability. Any EU citizen can also ask for his or her data to be transmitted over to another provider. You can examine the full content of this legislation at eugdpr.org/key-changes.html. It will likely be difficult for some of the largest companies that offer AI tools to be able to adapt to the restrictions imposed by this set of laws. Gartner Incorporated estimates that 50% of companies will not be able to fully comply with the GDPR by the end of 2018. The GDPR represents a paradigm shift for large tech companies and a step forward for individuals' rights to privacy. As tech companies in the EU are forced to adapt their business practices to comply with the GDPR, hopefully other countries will begin to introduce similar kinds of legislation to protect their citizens. Question number 84. Could technological advancements increase loneliness, isolation, and detached behaviors? Over the years, researchers have found that people are becoming more attached to the technological devices in their lives. Think back. Can you remember the last time you spent a whole day without your smartphone? How would you feel if you had to give up your phone starting tomorrow? Thomas Friedman, a best-selling author and 3-time Pulitzer Prize winner, has a special talent for analyzing the growth of technological developments and their impacts on society. In his latest book, Thank You for Being Late, he reminds us that it's vital to combine technological development, including the advancements in AI and other exponential technologies, with all the things you can't download, good values, good teaching, good educating, things that take time and are slow, and that if we fail to do so, we are in trouble as a society. Our smartphones give us instant access to an enormous amount of information, help us to communicate more effectively and solve difficult problems. But constant use over time also comes with a price. A recent report indicates that spinal surgeons have been seeing an increase in the number of patients with neck and upper back pain, which may be caused by the posture problems that often result from extensive use of smartphones. Most people find that they are unable to detach from their phones. This is just one example of the kinds of long-term challenges that are associated with the use of new technologies. A similar situation is becoming evident with the rise of social media. While social media platforms can provide us with networks through which we can communicate and share information, they can also have social drawbacks. According to psychologists in the UK, for example, excessive use of social media is directly related to an increased feeling of loneliness. In fact, some people already spend more time interacting with their computers or smartphone screens than with other people. For others, seeing how many likes their picture gets on Instagram has become more important than having social interactions in real life. These are just some of the examples of the ways that technology can cause problems when not used in moderation. If we don't adhere to recommendations for moderate use, it's very likely that similar problems will occur with AI technologies. For example, in the future, smart assistants like Siri and Google Assistant will be much more powerful, capable of performing just about any task, even communicating with our friends. If we depend on artificial intelligence tools to do everything for us, this overdependence could threaten some of the very qualities that make us human, like the ability to form social connections, which in turn could have negative consequences for us as individuals and as a society. While AI offers tremendous potential for life-changing applications, it should still be used in moderation. More than anything else, AI should be used to create solutions by which people can embrace that which makes them uniquely human. Question number 85. Is there hype surrounding artificial intelligence? Almost anything that is new and exciting generates some degree of hype, and the same is true for artificial intelligence. By the most common definition, hype refers to the exaggeration of the benefits and possibilities of something and is normally associated with marketing and promotional efforts. Figure 9.5 displays the Google search data for searches of the term artificial intelligence. You can download a PDF that includes figure 9.5 at lasserohiainen.com/PDF. As you can clearly see, searches for this term have grown significantly over time. This is most likely because of the expansion of AI technologies into different industries and applications, as well as the fact that these tools are gaining more attention in the media. Because of the enormous increase in internet searches on these keywords, some companies promote false information relating to AI in order to gain more views of their advertising. Any new tech startup or product can easily claim to be AI-powered, whether it is true or not, simply to increase the number of people who might see or click on its marketing posts. In a post on the website Quora, Dr. Zeeshan Zia makes several insightful observations regarding the practice of hyping AI technologies. For example, according to Zia, while AI is typically not overhyped in discussions among the academic research community, the same cannot be said about many AI-related commercial ventures. For this reason, it is always a good idea to check the sources for any claims made regarding AI tools and their capabilities. Question number 86. What role should ethics play in artificial intelligence? For as long as humans have inhabited the planet Earth, ethics have been used to help us define what is right or wrong, and what kinds of things should be permitted or banned. In a way, ethics provide society with the framework necessary to move together and coexist with a common set of accepted rules. In the field of artificial intelligence, one of the most ardent proponents of establishing ethics in relation to emergent technologies is Gerd Leonhard, author of the book Technology versus Humanity, The Coming Clash Between Man and Machine. Leonhard argues that everyone is responsible for the things they create, saying, "Many of the companies are cheap on the ethical side. They need to self-regulate. They need to accept responsibility. And if they don't do that, then I think we need to do it for them." I wholeheartedly agree with this. After following Leonhard's work, I have become more convinced of the importance of ethics in the world of AI, and believe this concept should be taught at universities and other educational institutions. I also recommend that everyone read his latest book on the topic to learn more about the interaction between ethics and technology. Swedish philosopher Nick Bostrom, who founded the Future of Life Institute and wrote the book Superintelligence, Paths, Dangers, Strategies, has been another advocate for setting ethical guidelines around the development of AI technologies. Together with several top AI experts, the Future of Life Institute has established a set of AI principles that are divided into three sections: research issues, ethics and values, and longer-term issues. In this set of principles, the ethics and values section includes the following 13. 1. Safety. AI systems should be safe and secure throughout their operational lifetime, and verifiably so where applicable and feasible. 2. Failure transparency. If an AI system causes harm, it should be possible to ascertain why. 3. Judicial transparency. Any involvement by an autonomous system in judicial decision-making should provide a satisfactory explanation auditable by a competent human authority. 4. Responsibility. Designers and builders of advanced AI systems are stakeholders in the moral implication of their use, misuse, and actions, with a responsibility and opportunity to shape those implications. 5. Value alignment. Highly autonomous AI systems should be designed so that their goals and behaviors can be assured to align with human values throughout their operation. 6. Human values. AI systems should be designed and operated so as to be compatible with ideals of human dignity, rights, freedoms, and cultural diversity. 7. Personal privacy. People should have the right to access, manage, and control the data they generate, given AI systems' power to analyze and utilize that data. 8. Liberty and privacy. The application of AI to personal data must not unreasonably curtail people's real or perceived liberty. 9. Shared benefit. AI technologies should benefit and empower as many people as possible. 10. Shared prosperity. The economic prosperity created by AI should be shared broadly to benefit all of humanity. 11. Human control. Humans should choose how and whether to delegate decisions to AI systems to accomplish human-chosen objectives. 12. Non-subversion. The power conferred by control of highly advanced AI systems should respect and improve, rather than subvert, the social and civic processes on which the health of society depends. 13. AI arms race. An arms race and lethal autonomous weapons should be avoided. I believe that these guidelines should be followed in the development of all AI-related projects, as well as taught in educational institutions. To learn more about ethics and artificial intelligence, I recommend watching this one-hour video, which features a number of prominent AI experts, including Elon Musk, Stuart Russell, Ray Kurzweil, Demis Hassabis, Sam Harris, Nick Bostrom, David Chambers, Bart Selman, and Jan Tallon, sharing their opinions on the growth of AI and how we can prepare to tackle the ethical challenges they will bring. You can see that video at youtube.com by searching for Superintelligence, Science or Fiction, Elon Musk and Other Great Minds. Question number 87. How can you apply artificial intelligence in your daily life? Did you know that there are ways you can start utilizing artificial intelligence tools in your life right now, even if you don't work for a company like Google or Facebook? It's a good idea to start now to think about how we can use automation and AI tools to make our lives more efficient, to better prepare ourselves for the future. You can start by imagining the ways that your life will change and how the everyday tasks you perform now will be impacted by the information you've read in this book. Consider some of the things that caught your interest the most and set aside time to delve deeper into each one. Here are three other quick things that you can do today to become more familiar and comfortable with AI applications. 1. Use voice commands on your smartphone. Rather than typing in your requests to Siri or Google Assistant, use voice commands to do simple tasks like setting an alarm or adding an event to your calendar. You can also use voice commands through Microsoft Cortana on computers and even search Google with simple verbal requests. Becoming familiar with tools like this will help you to be ready as these personal assistants become more powerful and adept at completing complex tasks. 2. Develop your own skill for Amazon Alexa or Action for Google Assistant. Alexa is an artificial intelligence voice service that works on Amazon devices. Now, any company or person can develop their own voice-based applications or skills for Amazon Alexa. This also applies to Google Assistant, for which anyone can now develop an action, which is another great option to try. Much in the way that a few years ago every company wanted to create a mobile app for iPhone or Android smartphones, for companies today it's all about developing their own voice-based virtual assistant apps. Developing your own voice-based skill or action is an amazing way to stay ahead of the curve and offer an updated, personalized experience for your customers or followers. 3. Experiment with bots. Search for various chatbots and begin testing them to see what they can help you with. The directory at botlist.co, that's botlist.co, is a great place to start. For businesses, one of my favorite bots is GrowthBot, which offers a wealth of interesting information about sales and marketing. This tool was created by HubSpot and works on Facebook Messenger and the team collaboration tool Slack. These are just a few examples of ways that you can begin to automate your life by using AI technologies. If you want to delve deeper into other topics related to artificial intelligence, you can review the recommended resources section found at the end of the chapters on self-driving cars and robotics. Question number 88. How can you apply artificial intelligence at your business? Many of the largest technology companies have placed a high priority on implementing artificial intelligence tools throughout their organizations. Whether you run a large corporation or work for a small company, it's a good idea to do the same, as those who are the first to implement and adapt to these technologies will reap the greatest rewards. Take a moment to review the chapter on how AI is changing business processes and identify which 2 out of the 10 processes listed are most relevant to your business. What steps can you take toward applying AI tools to them now? For most companies, the easiest way to start is by creating a simple chatbot for Facebook Messenger that can start handling simple customer service queries and can be developed later to deal with more complex tasks. Don't stop there, however. Actively look for ways that you can apply AI solutions within your company. Research the ways that your competitors and others in similar sectors are leveraging these tools. Then use the results of your research as inspiration for ideas about how you can make the best use of AI tools to benefit your own business. You can also get in touch with some of the largest providers of AI tools, like IBM's Watson team, to see if they offer suitable AI solutions for your industry. You can learn more about the IBM Watson team at ibm.com/Watson. Economists Eric Brynjolfsson and Andrew McAfee argue that for businesses seeking to apply AI tools, the biggest bottlenecks occur in management, implementation, and imagination. For some companies, it is difficult for leaders to imagine all the things that AI can help them to do, like creating more innovative products and services or improving their workflow. With this in mind, as we continue making our way into the future, one of the most valuable skills for business owners will probably be imagination, something that is good for each of us to try to apply to our companies regularly. Question number 89. What is the impact of artificial intelligence on other exponential technologies? There is a wide variety of exponential technologies being used today to improve the ways we live and work. Some of the most prominent examples of exponential technologies include the IoT, Internet of Things, blockchain, nanotechnology, augmented and virtual reality, 3D printing, and quantum computing. Each of the six technologies listed above are worth following. When paired with artificial intelligence, it is astonishing just how powerful they can be. Internet of Things. Definition. According to Wikipedia, the IoT is essentially defined as connections between devices through the Internet, whether they come from vehicles, buildings, or elsewhere, that include sensors, software, and networking capabilities that provide ways for data to be collected and exchanged. AI applications. In the future, everything will be connected to the Internet, and the IoT will provide a global infrastructure. The quantity of data from the multitude of devices connected to the IoT will be extremely large, making it a perfect fit for artificial intelligence tools. For example, the IoT can be used to help self-driving cars operate more safely and to enable cities to use data for predicting crime trends. According to the Global Big Data Conference, there are three core elements in which AI can help the IoT. These are 1. Analysis of imaging data. AI can help computers to interpret images on a screen by offering contextual information. 2. Personalization. Cognitive systems can assist in creating a highly individualized user experience. For example, AI can use data to create new recipes to match the tastes and preferences of a particular individual, suggest ingredient adaptations based on that person's locale, and recommend customized menus. 3. Increased sensory capabilities. New kinds of sensors will allow computers to replicate the experience of hearing by collecting sonic information from the user's surroundings. 3D printing. Definition. 3D printing is defined as the creation of solid, three-dimensional objects from a digital file. 3D printers are becoming more common and are even available to be purchased in stores today. The capabilities of 3D printing technology are currently limited mostly to smaller objects. However, in the future, we will likely be able to use 3D printing technologies to manufacture larger items such as clothing, and perhaps someday even houses or certain types of food. AI applications. Traditionally, most 3D printers have been operated by humans. However, there are currently a number of projects being developed that will use AI-powered robots to run 3D printers, offering more efficient production capabilities. One London-based company called AI Build is currently using 3D printers with robot arms and computer vision to build large-scale objects at a remarkably fast speed. In Figure 9.8, which you can download on the PDF at lasseroihianen.com/PDF, you can see an object measuring 5 meters, about 16 feet tall, that was created by a 3D printer with a robotic arm and computer vision. This is a perfect example of what can be accomplished by combining the applications of AI with 3D printing. Blockchain. Definition. Blockchain is basically a distributed ledger that maintains a permanent record of data transactions. The most common application of blockchain today can be seen in digital currency like Bitcoin. However, this technology will be expanded to a number of additional applications in the future. For example, in Estonia, blockchain has been used to authenticate electronic voting, allowing citizens to vote online while reducing the risk of voter fraud. Blockchain will also be used in other important fields like law, healthcare, and digital identity verification. Some experts have already begun to refer to blockchain-enabled internet as Web 3.0. AI applications. As more businesses begin to embrace the possibilities afforded by blockchain, we will likely see a greater number of blockchain partnerships with AI technologies. One example of AI being used with blockchain comes from a U.S.-based startup known as Doc.ai. which brings these technologies together to offer a better and more personalized healthcare experience. According to blockchaintechnology-news.com, the service works as follows. Blockchain is used to timestamp and store data sets, while the sophisticated AI uses the data to answer patient queries about their care. As exponential technologies and AI continue to grow and become more powerful, we will likely see more examples of partnerships between these extraordinary tools. Question number 90. When will artificial intelligence be able to perform tasks better than humans? Even with all the information that exists in regard to the growth of AI technologies, it is still quite challenging to predict how it will develop in the future. Throughout this book, we have discussed a number of amazing AI advancements that are being implemented right now or within the next few years. However, one question that is often asked among researchers is whether there will come a time when AI technologies will be able to perform all tasks better than humans, and if so, when that might be. The most all-encompassing study of AI advancements done to date was conducted by the Future of Humanity Institute at Oxford University. The result of this study, in which 352 artificial intelligence researchers were interviewed, are explained in a report called When Will AI Exceed Human Performance? Evidence from Experts. Here is a brief summary of some of the study's most interesting findings. Artificial intelligence will likely progress according to the estimated timeline below, becoming able to outperform humans at the following tasks by the corresponding years. Translating languages in 2024. Writing high school essays in 2026. Driving trucks in 2027. Working in retail in 2031. Writing best-selling books in 2049. And performing surgeries in 2053. The study also found that there is up to a 50% chance of artificial intelligence tools outperforming humans in all tasks within 45 years and of automating all human jobs within 120 years. If this is your first time learning about such predictions, it may be a little bit shocking. It's easy to let your imagination run wild, thinking that AI will take over the world or that there will be nothing left for people to do in light of such advanced technologies. However, it is my firm conviction that AI will primarily perform the repetitive tasks, affording us more time to focus on the creative and innovative work humans do best, and to participate in the fun and interesting activities we enjoy most. Finally, most of the researchers interviewed in the study believed that as AI begins to outperform humans in basic tasks, it will most likely have a positive impact on humanity overall. To learn more about this topic, I highly recommend the book by Max Tegmark called Life 3.0, Being Human in the Age of Artificial Intelligence, which gives an insightful view about artificial intelligence in the future.